This is Ozarks at Large. Several area school districts have contested school board elections today, including Bentonville, Rogers, Siloam Springs, Fayetteville, and Springdale. Voters in Elkins will decide the fate of a millage request that is intended, if passed, to help build a new high school there. Polls remain open until 7:30 tonight in every school district in the state with a contested election. The United States Department of Labor's Office of Federal Contract Compliance says Tyson Fresh Meats Incorporated has entered into two consent decrees to settle allegations of sex discrimination. The company involved, based in South Dakota, is a subsidiary of Springdale-based Tyson Foods. The statement, released this morning, says that Dakota Dunes will pay a total of $2.25 million in back wages, interest, and benefits to more than 1,650 qualified female job applicants who were rejected for employment at facilities in Illinois, Nebraska, and Iowa. An economic report comparing Northwest Arkansas to similar regions will be released later today. The report is being prepared by the Center for Business and Economic Research in the Sam M. Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas in partnership with the Northwest Arkansas Council. We'll have a full report on the contents of the report tomorrow on Ozarks at Large. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is awarding $110,000 to cut diesel fumes from trucks and buses in the state. Spokesperson Elizabeth Sartain says ADEQ will award funding assistance of up to $25,000 per organization, public or private, seeking to cut fumes from their fleets. She says organizations that are interested in receiving the funds should attend a workshop tomorrow at the agency's headquarters in North Little Rock.
Anyone can submit an application from now until 4:30 on Halloween, October 31st. We really encourage participation at the workshop, but we will take questions from the public. We expect to make awards in February, and we will be issuing a press release for that.
The program to reduce diesel emissions is also known as Go Red. It supports cutting emissions by employing exhaust controls, engine updates, idle reduction technologies, and engine replacement. The city of Fayetteville is inviting children and their parents to take a trail tour with Mayor Lionel Jordan Saturday. The gathering begins at 9 at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks, includes a free tour of the garden's new butterfly house, which opens later today. The trail tour is scheduled to begin at 10, then head north to the Lake Fayetteville Pavilion. And the Arkansas-Texas A&M football game will be on national television on Saturday, October 1st. We just don't know the kickoff time yet. The game could begin as early as 11 that morning or as late as 7 that night. CBS has exercised an option on the game as well as two other SEC contests that day. One of the games will be on CBS at 2:30 that afternoon, another on CBS that evening during prime time. The third game, not selected by CBS, will then be moved to ESPN for an 11 a.m. kickoff. The final decision about which games will be aired at which times will be made no later than Monday. Support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF is provided by Pays Interactive, creating custom applications for a variety of formats, including the web, PC, iPhone, and iPad. More information available at paysinteractive.com or the iTunes App Store under PAZE.